Well, good evening, guys. It's a Friday night, and yes, Peroni is on the menu. Now, here's a 33-year-old Femon. Yes, it is. Don't argue with me. And guess what? She's playing the victimhood card. Now, she apparently is a hairdresser. Yeah, I know. You wouldn't believe it. But in her recent job interview, if you can believe it, they were concerned about the color of her hair. But she said it depicts who she is. So, guys, what do you think of when you see a femme with pink hair? I know. Run! Well, she's probably a feminist, mad hat crazy, and is a loudmouth activist. We didn't make it that way. They did. That's why they had pink hair, green hair, blue hair. And it's not our fault that they're all red flags now. Because they're all mad as a hatter and troublemakers. Now, I don't see any tattoos on this Femon or a ring in her nose. Doesn't mean to say she hasn't got them. And because Femons have the hive mind, one or two Femons do it, they all do it. Because they don't really have a personality of their own, so they try to steal one from somebody else. I mean, if I see a Femon walking along the street towards me, I walk on the other side of the road. But if I see a Femon with pink hair, green hair, blue hair, purple hair, I'll walk 3-block radius around her. Something else happened to me the other day. I went into the doctor's office. There was 2 receptionists, both Femon, as they usually are. But one of them was wearing a low-cut top with no sleeves. And she was covered in tattoos. Call me old-fashioned, but that's not the place for somebody like that. Oh yes, and she had a ring in her nose. You know, the cow ring. If they do have tattoos, they could cover them up. Generally, people who go to the doctors have something wrong with them. There is a thing called respect. Well, there used to be. I'll put a link to this news item below, guys, but I reckon it's just, you know, gobbledygook. And if she's 33 years old, what's she looking for a job for? Thought she said she was a hairdresser. You know, I remember years ago that pink used to be associated with femons, but not in a bad way. But femons have destroyed that too, haven't they? But it's nice of them to sort of advertise that they are the crazy ones. Sorry, the crazier ones. It's funny because Femon's created this image just to get attention. And when they get red flagged for it, they don't like it. They're the ones who created the image, and now they're complaining about it. Typical of Femon's, they cause a situation and then moan about it. Hell, it's enough to drive a man to drink. Oh, that's a good idea.